to become aware without any spiritual teacher, without any scripture or tradition or authority, is to meet the teacher where you are. For me, the truth was right under my nose. Most amazing. It was sweet and simple, with nothing complicated about it. If it hadn't been so simple, I would never have found it.
The Tao is always at ease.
The balanced mind is always at ease. It isn't for or against anything. It only wants what is. It is at ease because there's nothing it is opposed to. Nothing opposes it. Nothing holds it back. It acts as creation unfolding in the moment, and its action is swift and free. It's not attached to pleasure because it doesn't need more than it has already. Usually, pleasure is a subtle form of discomfort because even as you're enjoying sex or food, for example, you cling to your enjoyment. You want it to last. You want more of it, or you're afraid of losing it even as it's happening. The difference between pleasure and joy? The distance is from here to the moon, from here to another galaxy. Pleasure is an attempt to feel yourself. Joy is what you are. Once you understand yourself, you are the pleasure you are seeking. You are what you always wanted. Pleasure is a mirror image of what you already have before you look away from what really is. When you stop seeking, the beauty concealed by the seeking becomes evident. What you wanted to find is what remains, beyond all stories. When you no longer believe your thoughts, you experience pleasure with a feeling of gratitude and joy, because there's no control in it. The taste of broccoli. What could be more enlightening than that, or sex? It's the epitome of letting go, surrendering to God, which is another name for reality. When sex is without control, you have no idea what can happen. An orgasm can be so intense and last so long that you feel it's going to kill you. But because there's nothing that you can attach to, you give yourself to it completely. For 20 years, I haven't met a story I didn't love. If you're having the most beautiful dream, would you want someone to wake you up? I love my happy dream. This is a perfect world. People are kind. God is good. But if you're having a nightmare, you may want to wake yourself up, though it will cost you your suffering. Many spiritual paths, I'm told, take a stand against pleasure. But life becomes difficult when you are against anything. It's painful to have an enemy. It's the war with the self. Thoughts are friends. They're part of reality. And until you deeply see that not even thoughts are real, you'll spend your whole life struggling against them. Love is the power. And the beautiful dream is nothing more than a clear mirror image of love. All identification is felt within that. It's felt as a balance and celebration of its true nature. And true or not, it is balanced. All the pain we have ever suffered, all the pain that any human being on this planet has ever suffered, is over in this present moment. We live in a state of grace.
Act for the people's benefit. Trust them. Leave them alone.
I trust everyone. I trust them to do what they do, and I'm never disappointed. And since I trust people, I know to let them find their own way. The wonderful thing about inquiry is that there's no one to guide you but you. There's no guru, no teacher who, in her great wisdom, shows you the answers. Only your own answers can help you. You yourself are the way and the truth and the life, and when you realize this, the world becomes very kind. When my daughter Roxanne attended her first workshop with me, It was in 1993, with a large group of therapists present. She was working on The Mother from Hell, which was how she experienced me sometimes as she was growing up. She couldn't bear to look at me as she was doing her work. It was hard for her even to hear the sound of my voice. I was the root of her problem, she thought, and I was also her salvation. She had to ask the monster for help, which made her furious. At a certain moment, she became very passionate and got right in my face and said I should have mothered her differently. I said, "That's not my job. Mother yourself, honey. You be the mother you always wanted." Later, she told me that that was the greatest gift I ever gave her. It turned out to be her freedom. I know the privilege of mothering myself. It's hopeless to see it as anyone else's job. Here's what I've told all my children. You have the perfect mother. I'm responsible for all your problems, and you're responsible for the solutions. Ultimately, there is only you. You are your own suffering. You are your own happiness. What you give is what you receive, and I love that. I am always receiving for myself what I give to others. Sacrifice is not a word that holds any meaning for me, since, in my experience, giving something away doesn't, can't mean giving it up. When I give it to you, it's me I'm giving it to. There's no separation. Expectation and no expectation are the same. I expect anything to happen, and it does. I expect nothing to happen, and ultimately, I'm always right. Nothing has ever happened but a thought. I expect you to love me, and however you act toward me, however you feel,